Goff takes it, leaps, and he got it. Touchdown, Los Angeles, as Jared Goff scores the first points of the ball game. And down, Newton trying to set up a screen. He's picked back the other way and down the sideline is Kenny Young. He makes a move and ends up in the end zone with a pick six. Goff to his right, throws, pass is caught. Touchdown, Cup.
Oh, Cooper Kupp. They call that third and Kupp at the Rosenthal household, where my family has turned on me. No one rooting for the Patriots anymore. Everyone's jumping ship because they looked sorry on Thursday night against Lakeisha Jackson Wesseling's Rams, 24-3. The Rams take care of business. Felt like this thing was over early after a Cam Newton pick six made it 17-0. It was about that point that my son Walker wanted me to text Keisha and just let him know that he's a Rams fan and that he's on Team Rams. And the picture Keisha sent back was just buoyant. You know, you were glowing. So you got this. You're wearing your Rams jersey, your Rams t-shirt today. And had to feel good. Had to feel good to watch this tonight, Keish.
It felt great, but I will say this. I hated the comparisons to, you know, Super Bowl 53 and whatnot, because there's just so many players that are not there anymore. So it's like, I didn't get the sense that it's just like, I still feel the pain and agony. Like, this doesn't erase it. But, you know, it was nice to get a win in.
But it's like a way to move on. Because
no,
look, it doesn't change anything. Of course, it really doesn't have much to do with it. But if the Rams had lost this game, man, you would have been miserable. You would have been thinking about that other Super Bowl, and it would have told you something about where these two teams are at. So yeah, what happened tonight, I think, said a lot about these two teams. The Rams, to me, are one of the NFC favorites. Goff is still a problem, and we'll get to that. But yeah, outside of that, they are, I think, one of the five or six best teams in the entire NFL. And the Patriots feel like they're lucky to be a fringe playoff contender. And here we are with 4 weeks left in the season. And that's exactly what we saw Thursday night. We saw one team that was superior, that could win the game almost with the hand tied behind their back. The Rams didn't even need to throw the ball tonight. I felt like it was a great night for your boy, Sean McVay.
Man, like, Cam Akers, that's all I can talk about. I'm just like, wait a minute, because it's been hard for me to watch like full Rams games with my son, like pulling me in multiple directions, but my mom's in town now, so I got to really focus on this game. And it's just like, man, like, he was phenomenal. I'm just like, whoa.
He is good. I mean, the scheme was great, and the play calling was great, and he is a very patient runner. He ended up with 171 yards on 29 carries. The numbers actually look worse because they just had him kind of running into an eight-man line in the fourth and third quarter with the game over. But he's someone coming out of college that I liked as much as any running back in this class. And I thought he's been a little hesitant this year. And it's good to see him going, because that is an amazing 1-2 punch with him and Darrell Henderson. I think people are sleeping on Darrell Henderson being one of the most explosive running backs in the NFL. He's a little banged up right now. It was a short week. Makes sense to sit him. But you got them 1-2. Even without Andrew Whitworth in the lineup, they are one of the best running teams in the NFL.
I loved it. And he broke so many records today, too. I kept, like, getting my notepad and was like, wait, what did they just say? Oh, okay, he broke this
record.
Okay,
well, let's read it.
He was the Rams. He was the most rushing yards for any Rams rookie since 1993. The last person to do that was Jerome Bettis. He's at the most rookie yards, the most rushing yards for rookie this entire season, and the most ever against the New England Patriots. So he's just on fire.
And it ended what was one of the craziest stats of the night that Joe Buck threw out there, a 6-game losing streak from the Rams to the Patriots. The Rams hadn't beaten the Patriots since before the Super Bowl that started it all, back when Ricky Hollywood was just, you know, knee high to a grasshopper. I couldn't believe that. Bug. I couldn't believe that. So it's nice. I do want to like give McVay credit, because to me, he's in my top three or four for coaches of the year. What he did tonight early with tempo was awesome. They caught the Patriots not really ready on a few third and downs, where Goff must have snapped the ball with about 35 seconds left. I mean, you do not see teams ever play that. Even the Patriots, who used to play like insanely fast, that was like warp speed. It was just the first drive or two, and then they adjusted. But that was one of the reasons they got some real easy third and 12s, third and 10s early. And then he comes out all night using 12 personnel, and the broadcast talked about that, but two tight ends on the field, they went power. They kind of knew that the Patriots weren't going to be buying any play action, not even, they were going to be begging Goff to be throwing, and they didn't take that bait. They went the totally other way. So a couple years after a Super Bowl where Belichick and McVay, I think, were at the opposite ends of the talent spectrum. I think the Rams had a little more talent than the Patriots even back then. This time the Rams had more talent and they outcoached your boy. And I think he deserves some credit for hiring Brandon Staley, who's no one had ever heard of before. And he might win the defensive coordinator of the year award or coordinator of the year award. Cause he is nasty. I mean, they could have played this game for another 120 minutes. Patriots weren't going to catch up and score 24 more points.
Not with the way the defense was playing, man. Like, oh my goodness. The defense is where it's at for me. Like Aaron Donald, like I know the stats, everyone's looking at like sacks and whatnot, but on certain plays, I'm just like, whoa, even the first, the pick six or whatever from Kenny Young, I was looking and it was just like Aaron Donald was almost next to Kenny Young, like running. I'm just like, he's everywhere.
He's a freak. I think they're the best defense in the league. I threw that out on Mina Kimes' show last week, and she thought that was crazy. And I was like, to me, it's them or the Steelers. You can't just do it off a reputation. You got to do it on what you see. Now, a lot of the Patriots make a lot of defenses look good right now, but that doesn't change the fact that the Rams are good each and every week. They're deep. They can stop you throwing, and we saw tonight it can stop you running. It was tough though. I mean, the Patriots, like the key offensive series for me, for them was where they ran it 12 times in 13 plays, I think, in the second quarter, and they got it inside the seven or so first and goal. And they just ran it four times and I didn't mind it. Everyone's like, what are you doing? Cam Newton's looking bad, making bad decisions, not pitching the ball. And I'm like, that's what they do well. And if they can't win that way, it's not going to happen. I mean, that they're just so limited. It's pretty tough to watch.
So what do you expect now from like your Patriots at quarterback? Mm.
It's a good question. I wish I could hear.
Stidham looked better than Cam Newton.
I mean, he looked a little better. He took a bunch of sacks. Jarrett Stidham has looked better, I think, the last 2 weeks when he's come in each of the fourth quarters. They'll definitely ask Belichick about it after the game, which is probably happening right about now. So I hope this isn't out of date. I think this could be the week that, he makes a switch to Stidham, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he stays loyal. Belichick loves Cam and stuck with it for like one more week until they're officially knocked out of the playoff contention. I mean, I'd be surprised if either one of those dudes has a legitimate chance to be their starter next year. So I think he's just thinking about this year.
I did see a tweet from Mike Girardi that if you're going to make a switch now would be the time because you guys have what, like two Sundays from now?
So I mean, don't put you guys on me. I'm not on the field. I don't like it when people say we. I didn't do anything. I mean, hell, my family's jumped ship. They're all rooting for the Rams. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs. I didn't think they had much of a chance, but they really had to win out. Now they play three good teams in a row, Miami, Buffalo, and then the Jets. So not three good teams in a row. They have to win out. And even then, they almost have no chance to make it. So this tonight, for all intents and purposes, probably knocked them out. I guess I would say take a look at Stidham for 3 weeks. Yeah. But Bill Belichick's the GOAT, and he has his reasons for sticking with Cam Newton. And if he wants to stick with him for one more week, whatever. How about the Rams though? This, I mean,
whatever.
I'm just saying like Cam's just not like letting go of the ball quickly. Everyone looks bad against the Rams, but he's clearly not comfortable in terms of just like what he's seeing out there. So the Patriots playoff road is almost over, but the Rams, this was a huge game for them because they get a little mini bye and then they get the Jets, which is like another bye.
Yes.
And then you're at 10-4. What tonight really clinched was all the Rams have to do to win the NFC West is go up to Seattle and win that game. And they win. That's it.
Yep.
You got to feel confident about that. They kind of own the Seahawks lately.
Yes. Now, if you said 49ers, I'd be like, but Seahawks.
No, the NFC West has this weird sort of round robin thing where the 49ers own the Rams. The Rams own the Seahawks. And the Cardinals weirdly own the 49ers. It's... Which is bizarre. And then, the Seahawks 49ers always play good games. So that sets up well that they're not going to get home field advantage or anything like that, but they can win the division. The problem is winning the division isn't much of a reward, because if you're the number five seed, you're probably going to play your first game against the Giants or the Washington football team, which is not the worst draw. Mm-mm. What are you rooting for?
What am I rooting for?
Don't you wish that stadium was open tonight of all nights? This is the game I would have gone to.
I'm only wearing this t-shirt because of you. I've been saving it because I'm I don't want to waste an cute Rams outfit when I'm not even at the stadium. Ooh. I just, all the shots of it, I can't wait. I'm going to go nuts. Tailgating is going to go crazy the first time I'm there.
This would have been the game that I would have gotten the kids tickets, and they would have gone, and it would have been a whole thing. We would have done a little pod afterwards and drive home. Would have been nice. In a future time, we'll do it. I told Ellis she'll be 17 years old. She's 9 right now, my daughter, by the next time the Patriots are out here, about once every 8 years.
Now you got to get Walker some Rams gear.
This is
welcome
crazy.
Him to the fold.
I don't mind it. People are weird about teams. They'll end up rooting for both teams, whichever one's better that year. It's they don't live in Foxborough. They never will. Before we go, I do want to give some positives for the Patriots. If you made it this far and you're Patriots fans, you deserve some positives. So I don't know if we have any music or anything. We don't really need any music. All right, 5 positives for the Patriots. Number one, no team loses quicker than the Patriots. They're like the Bill Callahan Washington team from a year ago on speed. They are Mark Sessler's favorite team. Each one of these games ends in about 2 hours and 50 minutes. The Patriots, they might not win, but they get it over with quickly. N'Keal Harry, number two. It's kind of sad. Their first round pick from a year ago, I thought that was maybe the best game of his career, and it was only for 49 yards, but he's coming along. Cam Newton, your boy, Erica, made history tonight. That was the first pick six. That was the first pick six thrown in the red zone off a screen pass in 10 years by Cam Newton. Mm. It's history. Mm. That was a fluky play, by the way. That was a game that ended it. Okay, that was more of a joke, but that was a bit of a fluky play to have a pick six on a screen, the most safe thing you can do. Number four, no one opted out during this game or even during this week from the Patriots season. And then the last thing is they came to Los Angeles, played the two LA teams, and they outscored them 48-24. You had told me that beforehand. I'd be like, all right. That's cool. We just doubled up the Chargers and the Rams.
I just can't believe you win 45-0 last week, and then this game happens. I mean, credit to the Rams. They are phenomenal. Like you said, their defense is unmatched, but the defense didn't even have to be out there tonight. The Patriots shot themselves in the foot no matter what. There could be no defense.
They're not going to beat any top 10.
Oh my God.
The last thing before we go actually is, what is your concern level about Jared Goff? So, cause even in this win, it really started to feel like that McVay is starting to coach around him a little bit, like a little bit of Carson Wentz vibes that I'm like, huh, they're not really trusting him. They don't need to, but he looks a little iffy right now.
Up and down. It's like an emotional roller coaster. Cause it's when he's good, he's freaking good. And when he's not, it's just
that was something tonight. Him missing throws and then McVay kind of dialing it back and being like, bro, we don't need you tonight.
But also he's letting him on fourth down, quarterback get, the first down. He got the rushing touchdown. I also feel he was giving him a little bit of power at some points too. I feel like this. I didn't watch this game.
He's 6'5". He better be able to be allowed to sneak it on fourth and goal. They had him. Kim's the greatest short yardage quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, but it's 3rd and 40, and he checks it down 10 feet. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think they're going to have Cam Newton a year from now, Erica. So that is great news for you. It was great to have you, Keish, in here. Any parting thoughts, for the listeners, for me, for my family, anything?
I'm just happy to see you guys. Like, this is the most interaction I like get with you guys. Like, I never see Erica, and sometimes I see you when you pick up Chris from an appointment, but man, it's just, you know, got to put on a little makeup, felt normal for a minute there.
You look good. We'll probably be talking to you again after some Rams playoff games. It's happening. They're back.
I'm pumped, you know? Man.
1 year off for them, but they're back. That's a good sign of a good organization. That's it for us. Thanks, Keish, for joining.
Oh, and for
Erica
me.
For a long day. We will be back on Sunday, of course, with the Week 14 recap show. It should be fun. Until then, see ya.
Deuces.